Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
This show than the other ones.
I think we need a longer break.
I got to answer some folks on Facebook, man.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriao, live in the studio.
Whew. The break was more intense than the show.
The break was more intense.
I'm fired
than the show.
Up, man.
Look, so for those of you who are not able to watch us or listen to us during the breaks, truly my apologies. It's not my intention to make you feel bad. But we're sincere about all the things that we talk about, and it's not that we say things during the break that are different or we use different language or anything like that. It's that it does get more intense because we can talk over each other. Where on the air
we could be much less respectful of each other's
on the air
dignity.
We have to take turns. So that's really the only difference. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine, 855-787-1033.
We got some weather coming, I'm looking here, for our drive home.
We have 25 minutes left, so phone calls if you want. Anything on the text question, on the text that you want to mention? 21,000 is the text machine number, ESPN. You got to put those four letters in. 21000 ESPN, and then text us your questions or comments. So this is... We've all agreed during the break that this model that will probably get passed in Washington is the silliest thing I've ever heard, where you take the patient out of the equation and you assign an arbitrator if you can't reach a conclusion. So we all think that that's stupid, but it's nonetheless going to pass.
It sounds political. It sounds bureaucratic. Let's create some more bureaucracy and burn some more time and dollars.
No. It's even simpler than that. It's who's voting for you. The patients are voting. It's the public that has an outcry. The public has an outcry because these bills, the people are calling their congressmen saying you got to fix something. So the answer is they're pandering to their voters.
But,
and they're going to say, all right, we're going to get you out of the equation. You worry about that. We're going to get you out of the equation. Unfortunately, you can't get them out of the equation because they're the ones that receive the service.
We have politicians making decisions about medicine without people who are in medicine being at the table. Yeah. It's no different, like we were talking about yesterday, with why this whole Lakers situation is messed up, because you got people who have never played basketball or been a part of a basketball team making decisions for people who play basketball. And we don't have a voice that high consistently with enough people to have enough power to make change.
I think the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, all the pro teams would be far better if they were owned by former players.
That is a controversial statement. I don't know that I agree with that.
Why wouldn't you agree with that? It's people who know basketball are running a basketball
team. At least having representation. Smart owners hire people who know basketball run it, and they're not hands-on.
Just because you're smart and you made a bazillion bucks in a cruise line does not mean you know how to run the Miami Dolphins.
No. But a lot of owners don't run it. They get the business guys,
but the point
and the basketball guys.
But the point he's trying to make is what's going on with the Lakers now. You've got ownership that is, ever since Dr. Buss passed away, the Lakers have been in shambles.
Right. I agree.
Okay? All right. Have they changed the front office? No. Have they changed? No.
Have
they? I'm making a point.
Magic Johnson in and out, right?
The Lakers became a shambles when the leadership, ownership, changed. That's it. That was really the major change is that Dr. Buss died and somebody else took over. And now you've got decisions that are being made at the top
with no one who's been basketball. Like, to me, if you're trying to win a championship, but it always goes back to, what are you trying to do? Are you just trying to put butts in the seats? Are you just trying to make money? If you're trying to win championships, you need to have somebody there at the table who's won championships. And particularly if it was with that organization, to me, Magic Johnson needs to be at the table, needs to be made felt like he is at the table.
Well,
same thing
leave?
Needs to happen with what we're talking about right now. We need to have someone who's been in private practice, done it successfully, knows the ins and outs and the problems, and representation at the highest level with these politicians. They're talking about arbitrators, man. What are we talking about? We're talking about arbitrators. Like, we're talking about arbitrators. Like, what are we talking about? When has that ever been in the mix in medicine?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. It makes no sense.
Wow. Y'all go. I'm sweating.
What are we coming to?
I know.
That's because that you don't know what's in that racetrack coffee.
I know.
So we say get involved, and you know, so I tried, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I canceled.
I can't wait to hear this.
So I canceled my clinic on a Thursday. I'm not going to mention the name, but I met with our local U.S. congressman. Literally wrote a letter, told him a lot of the issues.
There's no secret about who the congressman
Frisco? Well, no one knows where he lives.
You don't know what he's about to say.
Yeah. So no one knows where
he's a doctor.
He's about to say. No.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Dr. Mayor.
Can you mute his mic?
What is the problem?
Just go.
So what Dr. Ballard brings up, all these things, look, we deal with this every day, and so it's fresh on our mind, right? I'm, you know, 3 years in practice. I'm like, this is crazy. There are so many problems with healthcare and insurance. I cancel a clinic. I set up a time trying to meet. Gave them times that were maybe around my lunch hour, end of the day. Couldn't meet. Gave me one terrible time in the middle of my clinic. And I'm like, all right, I'm canceling my clinic. I'm going to make that time. So I go have a meeting with them and sit down. And he, U.S. Congressman, this is representing us in Washington. I felt like I was just throwing darts over the head, and there was just laser beams flying by, and it was like a deer in headlights stare back at me. There was no
comprehension
of the level of stuff that's going on, and the only question was, yeah, we think Obamacare premiums are high. That's it?
Yeah, we know that.
That's your 30,000 foot understanding. I'm trying to explain to you all the problems that lead to that number. Like, I get it, but there was no, I'm telling you, there was nothing. There was, I left that and I was like, wow. The only good thing that came out of it was, here's my personal cell phone number, so please stay in touch with me. So that was good, but golly, I mean, when you look at government, what do we have? We have a lot of healthcare spending, right? Medicare, Medicaid, all that. We
largest
have,
percentage of GDP in the world.
The next country.
We have defense, and we have a lot of Social Security entitlement programs. That's like 90% of our dollars that go to taxes. That's what it goes to.
Correct.
Right? Everything else that we fight about that you hear on the news, that's the tiny percentage in terms of a financial dollar value.
Correct.
So should Congress just be a bunch of doctors, a bunch of insurance and HR folks, and maybe a bunch of military? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Look, in all fairness, they do have a lot on their plate. But yeah. I agree with everybody in this studio right now that they really don't understand the degree of difficulty associated with our healthcare crisis. I'm not sure if it was our current president or our previous president, but somebody made a comment that said, healthcare is complicated. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's very complicated. But taking the patient out of the equation is not the answer.
No.
That is not the answer.
That's the consumer. That's where it should start.
The problem is the consumer pays no attention to what they're buying because it's their employer that buys it. Exactly. They say, yep, here's your benefit package working for XYZ company. And what consumer really
knows what the heck that they got?
Asks the question. That's right. How do they handle out of network?
So that's got.
If I happen to
they're
go
not
going to
understand.
Room.
That's in my mind. That's got to go, right? Mm-hmm. Because we were chatting about this. What's the average time we were chatting about that a patient is ever even on an insurance company's plan?
Yeah. About 18 months.
18 months, right?
Yeah.
So they have no incentive to care about a patient for the long-term health of the patient.
No.
So when you brought up 18% of GDP, we presented, maybe you were probably in Australia or something about a month ago, Harvard published a paper on looking at costs. Why is it 18%? And so they took 30 of countries similar to the United States, France and England, similar countries, similar demographics, similar high-end medicine, and broke it down by procedures, by costs, by everything. What the final statements were from the paper is we don't overutilize medicine in the United States. The bureaucratic, as in the administrative, pharmaceutical and implant cost is the difference in why our GDP is so much higher and not on par with the other countries around the world.
Are implants and pharmaceuticals really that much of it, or is it mostly the bureaucratic?
It was the administrative cost, number one. The administration of healthcare in the United States. So when people see me in clinic, they see my assistant, but there's three girls in the back room they never meet that I have to hire.
Well, what Dr. Ballard said, and I'm not sure whether it was Brad that said it or Kareem that said it, but the insurance company's answer to their stockholders.
That was me.
Shareholder. Yeah.
Well, you're the only one I left out of the
That's right.
You're the only name I left out.
Thank you.
Okay. And this is the problem with private insurance and a lot of the first world countries don't necessarily have this problem because insurance is heavily regulated. And if you take the stockholders, if you take that 18% out of it, if you take how does United Healthcare look on Wall Street? If you take that out of the equation, how does United Healthcare, and I'm only picking on them because that's just the first one that came to mind, how does United Healthcare take care of their patients? Then all of a sudden you've got a real solution working here. But the situation is they're answering to their stockholders. A few years ago, and I said this on the air, and it was one of the things that still irritates the dickens out of me, that the CEO of United Healthcare's bonus was $300 million. Do you know how many kids with cancers we could have treated for $300 million?
So a personal story.
Unbelievable.
The difference of what you brought, let me bring it to a personal level. So we'll pick on Cigna because it was a Cigna. My 18-year-old linebacker on a team I cover was denied after a second shoulder dislocation a surgery. Said he needed more physical therapy.
Who made that decision?
Exact Cigna. Cigna's medical director staff made this decision. I had to fight with them for 2 months to get this kid's surgery approved. What the difference of that 2 months was, he lost 2 months of his senior year playing football for the high school. So if you're the mom or dad or you're that kid.
Scholarship opportunity, Division One.
Your senior
experience.
Year of football was lost football because of your insurance company's denial that I had to keep fighting and fighting. And it ultimately got approved after my efforts and letters writing should have never been denied. Should have never missed 2 months of his senior year.
And it was denied so Cigna could look better on Wall Street. All right, coming right back. Inside Sports Medicine. Yep, we might probably get banned next week.
No, man. Awareness is good. Awareness is good. We need to bring awareness.
Was that from Animal House? Knowledge is good.
Knowledge is good.
Yeah, tell me how I'm wrong.
Quick little break. Inside Sports Medicine. Soriel Ballard, Mayor Blumenthal. This may be the last time you hear us. We're coming right back.